So on the next show, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But
well, I'm so jealous of Big Fatty getting to scratch offs from another country. And okay, I got 200 flululus and 50,000 flululus.
I heard that today. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Big Fatty gets everything.
And we get nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, I tell you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm so jealous of Big Fatty getting to scratch flululus.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 766 of the BFO for Far Friday, the 7th of January, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to identify those mystery guests at the beginning of the little show, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. Busy day in the coal mine today, but y'all, it was a good one. And y'all, I hope that you watch the winter wipeout on the, y'all, that is a garden salad and some Fritos. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh! Back Friday, is it swimming upstream on ya? But anyway, y'all, busy day, but it was a good day. It was a good day, and can't complain. And y'all, I heard from my most regular gentleman caller, I thought we were gonna get together on Thursday afternoon after work, but y'all, something came up, and I don't mean his junk. Y'all, because that's what was going to come up when he got over here to the Fat Cave. But y'all, he says, Big Fatty, I need to get over there. It's been too long. You're telling me it's been too long. Y'all, anyway, move forward. But y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you probably don't recognize those voices. It's been so long since you heard them. Y'all, that is the Ginger Bro. The Ginger Bro and the Albino. Y'all, they used to do a little show called The Foul Monkeys. But y'all, Ricky, the Ginger Bro, Big Ricky, when he moved out of the albino compound, I think he was bleached out, y'all. I'm not sure. Big Fatty, move forward. But anyway, when he moved out, that was the end of the show, y'all. It was just over. It's over. And y'all, it's just too bad. It's too bad because, you know, Ricky was, you know, going to be moving up there with that la Lauren, and y'all, that's his main focus now. And y'all, he is just trying. He is working it, y'all. I'm announcing on the 1st of November that I'm leaving Lakeland and going to the Chicago. He's gonna be stopping in on the Fat Cave on Valentine's Day. That's what he told me, and I'm just like, wait a minute, November, December, January, and half of February is your going away time? Y'all, it's the longest going away event ever. Yes, Big Fatty, we just cannot believe it. But y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all, I know, by the way, we've gotten several new entries into the number one fan contest and the coupon. Y'all, we've had one person nominated someone for the number one fan contest. I won't mention the person who did the nominating, but I will tell you that the nominee is Chuck, the gay New Hampshire cowboy. He's been nominated for the number one fan, and y'all, that Peter G, Peter G out there in the Oaklands. He has entered the both contests. And y'all, Aunt Anthony out there in the Bay Area also. He has entered the both of the contests as well. But y'all, you've only got a month from today. A month from today is when it all comes to an end. So y'all, get your entries in. Now, yes, McFreddy, we'll get right on that. And y'all, it's just one entry per person. Yes! Y'all, after I recorded the 80s show for Thursday, y'all, I went to the Publix, and y'all, this is the first coupon of the new new decade, and I went in there to get, what did I go in there to get, and y'all, I wanted naval. I wanted some navel oranges, y'all, and I went and I looked at them, and y'all, they just didn't look very good. So, anyway, so I didn't get them. But, y'all, and then that just kind of put a damper on things. Y'all, I decided I wanted some solid, to have a garden salad for lunch. And y'all, so I bought me a couple of bags of those. They were on sale. And y'all, then they had these Parmesan bread chips that they make right there in the bakery. They probably don't make them there. They probably open a bag and put them in these containers. But y'all, they had those on sale. And y'all, I needed something to go with that. So y'all, I got some bacon and horseradish dip. Bag Friday. And y'all, then I needed some milk, some Clem, if you will. Got that. And y'all, then on my way out, I saw a bottle of Australian wine, because y'all have been thinking about Straight Bob, and Brian from Boston down there in the Melbourne. They were having the second annual BFO meet and greet. And by the way, I have not received any additional information from folks who might be able to attend Straight Bob. But, you know, if they come in, I'll let you know. But y'all, I thought, oh, well, you know, that Yellowtail wine is made in the Australias. Maybe I'll get me a bottle of that. And y'all, it was $12.99, but it was a big old bottle of it. And I said, oh, Brett Craddock, go for it. And y'all, I went up there and she scanned it, and y'all, it came up $9.99. I didn't even know it was on sale. Oh, dear, I gotta see. So it was even better. And I had a big glass of that. And y'all, later on tonight, Big Friday, this is breaking news.
This just into the Big Fatty Can't Believe It Either desk. There will, I repeat, will be an LFC tonight at 7 Eastern.
Y'all, I just couldn't believe it when Mr. Veda told me about that. And y'all, it's just unbelievable. So y'all, come on over to the Pride 48 Chit-a-Chat Room about 7 p.m. In the evening, Eastern Time. You know, that is the only time zone that matters. Y'all, I think the reason that we are doing it this week, I think initially we weren't going to do it because it's Mr. Larry H. Vader's, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all, it's a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, so I think that we are going to do the a little show. And y'all, it's, you remember, there's a two-drink minimum. And y'all, the way that some of you have been drinking over the holidays, that's probably, you'll probably have two of those before Big Freddy ever gets home. But y'all, anyway, so I bought that bottle of wine at the Publix, and y'all, I only spent $21.51, and y'all, I say $4.60. Yes, Big Friday, but it's a start. And y'all, that is the savings I would have money I saved if I had bought those items at full price. So, anyway, you know, we have to clarify things nowadays. Yes, Big Freddy, please move forward. Y'all, there's been a lot of chitter-chat on the Twitty about the Chick-fil-A and how it is just, oh, It is not Big Fatty. Stop eating it. Oh, by the way, the reason I think that we are really doing the this is going to be a secret, so y'all don't tell anybody this. But I think the real reason that we are doing the LFC tonight is that Miss Wes is unavailable. He won't be able to listen. So anyway, he's busy moving into the new hacienda. And y'all, evidently, Gladys Kravitz lives across the street and has an oxygen tank now. But anyway, what I was going to say is, y'all, there's been a lot of chitter chat about the Chick-fil-A. And y'all, Miss Lauren... y'all, she sent me a recipe for the recipe for a Chick-fil-A. And y'all, if you wanted to make it on your own at home instead of doing your eating at the Chick-fil-A, because you know y'all, there are some people that are boycotting it now. And y'all, what you need is you need 3 cups of the peanut oil, you need an egg, a cup of milk, a cup of flour, 2.5 tablespoons of powdered sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 2 tablespoons of salt, and 2 boneless, skinless chicken breasts halved. Then 4 plain hamburger buns, 2 tablespoons of melted butter, and 8 dill pickle slices. And what you want, y'all, what you want to do is, and y'all, and I said, well, Brett Craddy, you can do that. And y'all, then the first direction, part of the directions is, heat the peanut oil in a pressure cooker to about 400 degrees. Y'all, who the fuck has a pressure cooker? Black Friday, not you, that's for sure. But y'all, the thing that surprised me the most about this was the amount of salt for these 4 chicken breasts was 2 tablespoons, not teaspoons, tablespoons of salt. And y'all, the 2.5 tablespoons of powdered sugar. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. So anyway, y'all, it's if you want more information on that, go over there to that food.com, and y'all, you can make your own Chick-fil-A. So anyway, yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Please move forward. I got an update today from that Stephen the Uck, and y'all, you know, he is the one that created and brought to life the BFO app. And y'all, he sent me a letter, and y'all, evidently, he says that I might want to tell y'all that there's an app, that the BFO app is being prepared for the launch of the Amazon App Store for Android. Now, y'all, I did not know. This evidently has not happened yet, but it is in the approval stages that the Android Hemorrhoid phone is going to have its own app store over at the Amazon. So, and he'll let me know when that app store launches later this year. And if it's approved, or no, Big Freddy, you cannot have your app over here. So, but y'all, we'll keep you in, we'll keep you up to date on that. Yes, Big Freddy, that sounds lovely. Y'all, and I think that's all I've got, about that for right now. Y'all, I let's see here now. Oh, I know what I want to do. Y'all, you heard the albino at the beginning of today's little show talking about the scratch offs, and y'all, I have got scratch offs coming out my yin yang. Bag, vulgar, just vulgar. And y'all, I've got more. I've got to look through all these things to see what I've got. But y'all, I figured. Julian was talking about the foreign scratch offs from Mexico, I thought I'd go ahead and do these that the Red FF Pop has sent to me. What I've got to do here is find 3 identical symbols in a vertical, horizontal, or diagonal row to win the prize. And y'all, the top prize is £1,000, which is about a certain Walnut Hills podcaster hopes to weigh once she goes on a diet. Y'all, the first one is a, what is that? That is a,
the fuck is that? That is a... I don't know what it is. It is... It looks like a coin. It's a lucky coin. Okay, that's what that is. I've got a lucky coin and a lucky coin and a spider. And I've got another spider and a lucky coin. And then the last one here is homie? No, honey. Is that, no, money. I'm sorry. Y'all can't read this. It's all in Mexican. And y'all, then let's see what we got here. We've got more money, and we got money. Oh, we've got money, y'all. We have won on this one. I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. Big Party, you need to scratch these things more often. Now you got to send it over to the Ark to collect your pounds. And y'all, let's just see what the prize. Y'all, I've got five of these to do today. Let's see what the prize is going to be on this one. Y'all, the prize on this one is... 1 pound, y'all. It'll cost me more than that to mail it back, and that's probably what the Red FF Pup was hoping for. But y'all, maybe there are more winners here, y'all. It's kind of like the tic tac toe, and except I don't know that they play that over there, y'all. The next one, I've got a spider and a lucky coin, and a spider. No winner there, Big Fatty. And then we've got money. And a spider. Y'all, I don't know what a lucky coin and money and a spider have in common. And a lucky coin. No winner yet, Big Fatty. And then I have got a money and a lucky coin and a lucky coin. No winner there either, Big Fatty. Please move forward. All right, so the second card was not a winner. Let's go to the third one now. Spider. And money, and then it is money, and a spider, and a lucky coin. Y'all, do you understand the difference between, oh, it is the money spider. Okay, that's the name of the game. That's why there's a spider. Big Fatty, you are so wise beyond your years. And then we've got money, and a lucky coin. Not a winner, Big Fatty. So, all right, and then on the fourth card, we have got the spider and the lucky coin and a spider. And then we've got a spider and a lucky coin and money. And then we've got money and a spider and a lucky coin. Not a winner, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, these Mexicans, they just want your money. That's all they want. That's all they want is your money. And then on the last one, y'all, we have got a spider and money and a lucky coin. And then there's a lucky coin and money and money. And then on the last line, there's a spider and a lucky coin and money. Did I win anything on that one? No, Big Fatty, no winner there. So, y'all, I've got 1 pound that I'm a winner on. But, y'all, if any of you are going over to the Ark and want to... take this card over for redemption purposes. Just let Big Fatty know, and I'll be more than happy to send that to you. Now, y'all, I have got so many of these cards to go, and y'all hear there's cash sitting here and everything, and y'all, there's the instructions to my Tom, and what is this here? There's some. That's a receipt for stamps. I don't need that. And y'all, here's another one here. Oh! Oh, dear gussy. Y'all, there's something here that I've won. What did I win on there? $2 from the North Carolina Lottery. That I've got to send that to Moose P, I guess. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, 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 lovely weekend. I'm not sure what Big Fatty's doing, but I do know what I'm doing at 7 p.m. Eastern in the evening. And y'all, I hope you will come and join us, and we're just going to be silly. And y'all, speaking of silly, if you hadn't listened to my youngest daughter's hour and a half show on New Year's Eve, that Hello Nessa, y'all, they were some drunk bitches on that show. There were some drunk bitches on that show. What do you think about that, Julian?
I'm so jealous of Big Fatty getting to scratch flululus.
Oh, well, come and scratch my flululu, yes?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. W, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.